would get behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending, you're tired of pretending.
Is anybody home?
No, Grandpapa. We're all in Pittsburgh.
Good. Then the bathroom's empty. When you get older, your bladder shrinks.
Oh, so that's why Fred Astaire keeps dancing.
Hey, Pop! Hey, give me a jacket. I didn't expect you so soon.
Well, your mother likes to start for the airport early, so she can stop at every church on the way and light a candle.
Where's Ed?
He's bringing in the luggage. Ma packed enough for a week.
Well, here's his things.
What is he gonna wear, garbage?
That's just like Mildred. She gets the Samsonite and I get the hefty.
Okay, Carl. Pop's all yours. Oh, I want you to have the keys to the mortuary.
Wait a minute. Why do we need the keys?
Wait, in case there's an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
Well, who knows? People are just dying to get in.
Oh, and your jokes are just knocking them dead.
Don't blame Ed. It was me that dropped him on his head when he was young.
I'll take care of Mom now, huh? And tell Aunt Ruth we hope the operation's a success.
Sure, Carl.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh.
Mm. Hello, Grandpa. How are you?
Hi. Oh, it's going to be great having you stay with us.
Yeah, we've got a room all fixed up for you.
Tell me later.
Grandpa, are you feeling okay?
I will be as soon as I get to the cat box.
Why didn't Grandpa stay home alone?
Because I don't think he can take care of himself. Last time Grandma left him alone, he tried to clean the oven with gasoline.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It took him almost 3 months to grow his eyebrows back.
Up. Where are you going with my bag?
Well, to your room, the one we fixed up for you.
Oh, no. I'll stay down and sleep on the sofa.
Oh, come on. That's silly, Pop. You can't do that.
Carl, I'm not going to climb those steps anymore. My back and forth is okay, but my up and down is shot to hell.
Well, would you mind using Nell's room while you're here?
Well, I can't be in there, Carl. She might roll over on me.
Well, Pop, she's not going to sleep with you.
Oh. You're tough luck, Nell.
Nell, you don't mind Pop's using your room for a little while he's here, do you?
Oh, Chief, who needs a room? Mm-hmm. I can always curl up in the refrigerator.
Well, listen, I'll take care of this, girls. Why don't you go on upstairs and then finish your homework?
But I already did my homework.
Well, then do it again. You need the practice.
Chief, let them stay, please. They can help me with the dishes.
Trigonometry.
You're right, I need more practice.
Look, I'm sorry, Nell, but Pop's only going to be in there for a few days. How about some more coffee, huh?
I'm beginning to see why your mother didn't take him alone. Chief, what is your father doing with that rope?
I'm making the guideline for myself so I can find my way in the dark if there's a fire.
Why doesn't he turn on a light?
Of course, I wouldn't want to disturb anybody.
What are you doing?
Oh, just got a little thirsty for some apple juice.
But it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
No. I hope it didn't wake you.
Oh, no, no. I always get up an hour after I go to bed.
Well, I got the ice loose. You want me to mix you a little eye opener?
Grandpa, please, just go to bed. You got all day tomorrow to drive me crazy.
What do I do with all this ice?
Build an igloo. What are you doing now, Grandpa?
Cleaning up the kitchen.
Grandpa, don't bother. Listen, I'll do it in the morning. Please, just go to bed. Quietly.
Yeah, I got you. Mum's the word.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
What's this a picture of?
Grandpa, what's going on?
Grandpa, you're making too much noise.
Grandpa.
Oh, your puzzle fell apart.
I'm going to have to check with the chief, but I think we're talking about justifiable homicide here.
Mel? What am I eating?
Oh, honey, I was so tired this morning. I just grabbed the first box I saw. So you're either eating cream of wheat or spick and span.
That toilet must have flushed 50 times last night. I dreamt I was on a raft floating down the Colorado River.
I'd better go call your father so you won't be late for work.
lying in bed.
Good morning.
Pop, did you stay out here all night?
Oh, Carl, I had to. I can't sleep in Nell's bed. It has a great big sag in it. Like sleeping in a foxhole.
Lucky for you, it's against my principles to deck an old man.
She always this grumpy in the morning.
You know women. It doesn't take much to get them upset.
Yeah, your mother's the same way. She hates it when I forget where I put her teeth.
Yeah. Well, come on, Dad. Why don't you go get dressed, huh? And then come on in and have some breakfast. Good morning, girls. Well, goodbye.
Oh, good night, Dad.
Samantha? Samantha. Good morning.
Come on, Samantha. Come on, get up. Got your books. Come on. Here's your sweater. And here's your lunch.
Where am I going?
To school. Go. The other way, honey. Hey, Chief, I know it's none of my business.
That's right.
You got to do something about your father.
While my mother's away, he's my responsibility.
Yeah, and he's driving us crazy. At least you could lay down a few rules.
Like what?
Well, like he has to be in his room every night by 8 o'clock and he can't come out to Christmas.
Look, I'm not going to treat my... Now, who the hell is that?
Don't worry, I'll get it. I'll get it. Just relax. It's that pain in the keister from next door, Mrs. Falkenberg. Why, Mrs. Falkenberg, what a pleasant surprise to come in.
I don't have time for chit-chat. I am here to report a crime.
What's the problem, Mrs. Falkenberg?
Well, there's a strange man peeking in my bedroom window.
Is he still out there?
Now, he's not out there. He's looking from inside this house. And that's him.
Of course it's me. Who are you? Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Grandpa, what are you doing with those binoculars?
Just looking at our tush.
You see, he admits it. He was staring in that window.
Pop, you're a married man.
Pop? He's your father? The chief of police harboring a pervert?
Just for me.
Well, this is scandalous. I really ought to call the mayor.
Oh, look, Mrs. Falkenberg, I'm sorry. I promise you it won't happen again.
I sincerely hope so, because I'm not one to turn the other cheek.
You don't have to. I've already seen it.
Sex maniac!
Got good legs, too. Look at her run now. All right.
Now, could we have a little chit-chat?
Lead the way.
Pop, go take a cold shower. You are right. He's got to be told. He's acting like a child. He's got to be told there are rules in this house, and he's got to be told to obey them.
I agree with you.
Good. Go tell him.
Grandpa. Well, like I was saying, you see, sometimes when a person moves from their house to another person's house, things don't always work out.
I didn't realize it was so serious.
Well, now you know.
You want me to tell Carl for you?
Tell him what?
That you're quitting?
Grandpa, I'm not quitting.
You're not? He's firing you? After all these years? Oh, the no good scuzzball.
Grandpa, how come you're the one who's 75, but I sound like I'm senile?
I've noticed that too.
Excuse me.
What did he say?
You know, we're talking real ding-a-ling time here, you know? That man didn't understand a thing that I was saying.
I'll handle it. Pop, I think it's about time we had a little father-son talk.
Carl, you've already got three children. There's nothing left to tell you.
Look, Pop, I'll give it to you straight. When you're living in my house, you got to follow my rules.
You want me to quit looking at the neighbors?
And stop banging the ice cubes and flushing the toilet. And please, would you keep your hands off the thermostat?
Oh, I only turned that up to dry off Nell's curtains.
Well, how did her curtains get wet?
When I put them in the fish tank. I had to, Carl. They were on fire.
You burnt Nell's curtains?
Well, that was an accident. See, I wanted to kill a spider. Didn't want to mash him and make a mess. So? So I lit a match under him.
And that's how you killed the spider?
No, he got away. But the goldfish aren't making too much noise.
Pop, look, that's enough. I don't want you coming out of your room after midnight. I don't want to see that guide rope. I don't want to hear the vacuum cleaner. And I don't want you blasting the TV.
Well, that's a lot not to do. I better get started right away. No.
That pretty well.
Yeah. But I hate myself. I had to talk to my father as if he were a child. I don't think I can look at myself in the mirror again.
Do what I do, Chief. Sneak up on it. Come on, Chief, eat your breakfast. Chief, come on, eat your breakfast.
Pop! Pop, I'm going to work now. I'll see you when I get home. You hear me, Pop? Now he's not talking to me.
Grandpa, come on and tell Carl goodbye. He's not in there.
He's not in the bathroom either.
Chief, did you leave the front door open?
No. He left his binoculars.
What do you see?
Only Mrs. Falkenberg picking up the mail. She's waving at me. With a single finger.
Hi, now, how's it going?
Honey, not too well. Your grandfather ran away from home.
Where could he have gone?
I don't know. I have looked everywhere.
Maybe he hitched a ride.
We'll pick up a lonely old man.
A lonely old woman.
But he's so old. You think he'll get home okay?
Well, if he does, he won't be able to get in. I mean, nobody gave him a key, did they?
No.
Oops. Keys. Your Uncle Ed's keys there?
No, they should be right here.
Uh-huh. Listen, your father calls. Tell him to meet me down at your Uncle Ed's place.
The mortuary?
Well, I've sold enough of these in my day. Never thought I'd have to pick out one for myself. But I've got no reason to hang around anymore. Waterproof. How do they know if it leaks or not? Who complains? Plastic lid, polyester ruffles, tackiest thing I ever saw. Even the hinges are painted on. All this one needs is racing stripes. Wouldn't you know it? A waterbed.
Grandpa. Grandpa. Grandpa.
Grandpa, if you're here, please answer me. If you're not,
nobody answer.
Grandpa, I know you're here. You left the front door open. You left your key in the front door and...
Oh, I'm too late. He's gone. Oh, Grandpa, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's all my fault. I shouldn't have yelled at you. I mean, what's a little noise in the middle of the night compared to this? Right now, Flush would be music to my ears. Grandpa, I would do anything to have you back.
Can I watch TV as loud as I want?
Uh-huh.
Can I turn up the heat as high as I like?
Grandpa, I have always wanted to live in a steam bath.
And I look at Mrs. Falkenberg's tush.
If that's the best you can do, you got it.
You got yourself a deal.
Grandpa? Grandpa!
I'm right here.
Oh, Grandpa, I'm so glad to see you.
Come on now, you knew I was here all along.
Of course, yes, I knew. Yeah.
Then why were you looking upwards?
Well, I guess because I'm just stupid. I was looking the wrong way. You are a devil, you know.
Yeah, but I'm cute.
Oh, let's go home. Hey, Grandpa. Huh? If you're here, whose tie is that?
I don't know, but he must have died of bad taste.